You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. Your body is an oracle, and you know this. It tells the truth before your mouth does often. So check in with your jaw. Is it tight? Are you clenching it? And also notice your throat. Does it feel contracted or lifted? Or how about when you think about saying something honest, but it's also something that you've been avoiding? Does your chest cave in a little? These are all expression cues. Energetically, our voice is often blocked, not because we don't know what to say, but because our nervous system doesn't feel safe saying it. That's the witchy part. Expression isn't just language, it's nervous system magic. Okay, so let's get a little cosmic for a moment, because expression is so beautifully supported in astrology. There's first Mercury, your voice, your communication style, the way your thoughts turn into language. Mercury is the throat chakra of the chart. So expression is written in the stars as well, just as much as it's written in your body. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Monday's episode was inspired by a couple cards I pulled from the Astral Realms Crystal Oracle deck, and it was episode 4-4, so I needed it to be extra special, and I happened to accidentally open up to page 22, and then when I was shuffling cards, card number 11 popped out, and so I was like, okay, this is 4-4. I accidentally first opened the book to 22, so maybe I should use 22, which was perspective, and I'll use card 11, because that's regeneration. So I first talked about perspective and led that into regeneration. And it was a very heartfelt, soulful episode because it's also a place where I'm at right now as I'm shifting my perspective on a lot of things to uplift and uplevel myself and meet my higher self and continue to bring more peace into my life, which has been awesome. But with that said, I don't know what this Witchy Wednesday episode is going to be yet, but I have the Astral Realms Crystal Oracle deck in my hand by Leah Shoman and Paige, and I am going to shuffle the cards right now and feel which one may be the card that is going to connect with those listening the most for this episode. What a Witchy Wednesday. Plus, I always pull a tarot card for Witchy Wednesday. 3, expression. The way we express ourselves is multifaceted, visually through our appearance, who we choose to surround ourselves with, and body language, but most significantly via spoken interactions. Communicating with others and ourselves is an integral part of how we shape our reality. When your throat chakra is closed or blocked, you will experience trouble communicating effectively with others, and it will hinder your ability to speak your truth, which is your most pure form of expression. It can leave you feeling insecure or introverted and the rest of your chakras unbalanced. However, when your throat chakra is open and the energy flows freely, you're able to stand firm in what you believe and express yourself openly and honestly with not only those around you, but more importantly, with yourself. To activate and open your throat chakra, carry flower agate on your day-to-day ventures and put it under your pillow when you sleep. Flower agate's healing energetic vibrations help plant the seeds for your manifestations, ideas, and intentions to blossom and turn your dreams into reality while banishing your feelings of self-doubt and insecurity. So it says to also start keeping a journal, because if you keep your feelings and thoughts bottled up, you are bound to explode. Once you are comfortable writing down your true feelings, you will gain the confidence to put your words into action and express them to the collective around you. Alternatively, you can practice by speaking your truth into a mirror. I am open and honest with myself, and my community can offer them my insight by expressing my true feelings and wisdom. So that is, again, from the Astral Realms Crystal Oracle Deck by Leah Shoman and Paige. So I guess that's what Witchy Wednesday's episode is going to be on expression, the throat chakra. If you happen to have flower agate with you, perhaps hold on to that or place it in your pocket or on your heart. If you're laying down, place it on your chest and enjoy this Witchy Wednesday episode on expression. By the way, chakra is traditionally pronounced cha-kra, like the cha and chai, which is closest to the Sanskrit. And some people do say chakra. That's obviously so common, but I like using the softer original pronunciation. However, sometimes I do say chakra. So throughout this episode, when we're talking about the chakras, I may use both because I do tend to do that. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like 2 full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose and it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first Coffee Plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk Romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City, style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours book talk romantasy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Okay, so while we're getting witchy with it, when we talk about expression in a witchy sense, we're talking about spell work, because every word we speak or we don't speak is vibrational, right? It ripples into the field. It shapes what returns to us. Expression is magic. It is. Expression is magic. So one of my favorite witchy practices for expression is voice activation. And it's so simple. You just speak an intention 3 times out loud. You can even whisper it. My voice is safe. My voice is safe. My voice is safe. I speak clearly and honestly. I speak clearly and honestly. I speak clearly and honestly. I trust my truth. I trust my truth. I trust my truth. You repeat it until you feel something shift in your body. So maybe it is more than 3 times, but you keep repeating it until you feel the shift. The tiniest opening, which might be a tiny opening, a softening, a drop of energy in the jaw or throat, a little shift. Another practice, the blue candle ritual. Take a blue candle, and with something sharp, you carve a short phrase into it. 1 sentence. I free my voice, or I express with ease. And then light it and imagine the blue flame burning away all the stuck, swallowed, held back energy that's been sitting in your throat for years. Visualize that burning in the flame. And of course, please, if you're working with fire, always do it safely. Light it and imagine the flame burning away all that energy, that stuck, held back energy. And then there's the playful magic. Wearing blue earrings, a blue scarf, blue nail polish, blue rings can be considered, especially when you set it with intention, can be a spell for expression. It's like telling your energy field that today my voice gets to lead. Expression doesn't have to be big or dramatic. Witchiness is subtle and it's soft and it's intentional. Every little choice. It can be big if you want it to be, but it also can just be something simple like the voice or the candle or the color that you're wearing. These can cast little micro spells that remind you your throat chakra, that you are intending to open it, and you are allowed to open it, and you are allowed to bloom. Oh, it's 11/11 on December 11th right now, by the way. Whoa, very cool. I know it's actually Thursday when I'm recording this. I'm recording this early, but it's 11:11 a.m. right now. I always have to acknowledge that. If you're into angel numbers, definitely listen to Magic Monday's episode, because that was a magical, magical, very aligned, heartfelt episode. But anyway, now let's move on to energetic and psychological witchiness, because expression isn't just about speaking. It's about what the body does before you speak. Your body is an oracle, and you know this. It tells the truth before your mouth does often. So check in with your jaw. Is it tight? Are you clenching it? And also notice your throat. Does it feel contracted or lifted? Or how about when you think about saying something honest, but it's also something that you've been avoiding? Does your chest cave in a little? These are all expression cues. Energetically, our voice is often blocked, not because we don't know what to say, but because our nervous system doesn't feel safe saying it. That's the witchy part. Expression isn't just language. It's nervous system magic. It's giving your body permission to open. It's rewiring the belief that softness equals danger. There's also shadow expression. The things that we avoid saying because we fear the response. The things that we swallow because we're still trained to be agreeable or easy or nice. But witchiness reminds us that silence is also spell work. Withholding energy is powerful. Choosing where your voice goes is powerful. Expression isn't just speaking more. It's speaking truthfully, with your voice and with your body language. It's a listening to your body. It's knowing when your silence is wisdom and when your silence is fear. There's a difference. Ask and gently, without judgment, deciding which one it is today. Also, this card talked about the throat chakra. So let's talk the throat chakra. This is the bridge between two worlds. The heart, where you feel, and the third eye, where you see. Expression is literally the portal where the inner world becomes the outer world. So let's soften into that for a moment. Take a breath deep into the throat. Imagine the inhale sweeping through the back of your neck. And the exhale, clearing space around your voice. Keep breathing as you notice. Sometimes we think the throat chakra is about volume, but it's rarely about being louder. It's about being clearer. A blocked throat chakra often shows up as trouble saying what you really want to say or what you need, fear of being misunderstood, over-explaining, or even losing your voice physically. When the chakra opens, it doesn't feel like shouting. It feels like alignment, like the heart and the mind finally agree on something. One powerful throat opening practice is humming. Just humming softly, letting your chest and throat vibrate. Vibration clears stagnation. It physically breaks up old emotional residue that got trapped when you didn't feel safe expressing something. Another is simply placing your hand on your throat gently, sending warmth there, and letting your body register that this part of you is allowed to exist and to move and to express. Your throat chakra doesn't need force. It needs permission. Okay, so let's get a little cosmic for a moment, because expression is so beautifully supported in astrology. There's first Mercury, your voice, your communication style, the way your thoughts turn into language. Mercury is the throat chakra of the chart. For example, my Mercury is in Leo, which means hello, storytelling, warmth, expression. Expression that comes from the heart and sometimes dramatic but also honest. Your Mercury sign tells you how your voice naturally wants to flow. And then there's the third house, your everyday communication, your inner narrator, how you talk to yourself in the tiny mundane moments. This is the house that reveals whether your voice feels safe inside your own mind. The third house also shows the tone of your daily conversations, the way you share information, even the way you text. And then, of course, the fifth house, creative expression, play, performance, self-expression. This is the part of the chart that asks, how do you shine? How do you share your essence with the world? And so for you, these three look at the Mercury, the third, the fifth house. This will tell the full story of your expression, the voice that you have, the voice you hear inside your head, the voice that you show to the world. So expression is written in the stars as well, just as much as it's written in your body. For those who believe it, maybe it will resonate. Then, of course, now we've got flower agate, which was part of the card, the crystal messenger of the expression card. This is a new stone for me. I haven't worked with it much. But what I've read about it is that it's a self-growth stone, a blossoming stone. So when you hold a flower agate, it's supposed to remind you that expression is not a sudden explosion of confidence. It's a slow unfolding. It's a blooming from the inside out. Now I need to go get a flower agate and I want to meditate with it when I have my red light mask on. I put the red light mask on my face when I meditate. I'm going to put the flower agate on my throat and then imagine little flowers opening one by one. And each petal is supposed to represent a truth that maybe I've been afraid to share, or maybe something that I've tucked away long ago. And as I meditate, perhaps those will come to mind and those will blossom. And perhaps you'll see a version of you that's ready to breathe again if you do this type of meditation. Also, perhaps journal with the flower agate beside you and ask, what truth within me is trying to bloom right now? Or what part of my voice have I been protecting instead of expressing? What would I say if I trusted that voice is safe? So flower agate brings a nurturing frequency and it doesn't rush the process. It holds you while you grow into your voice and while you find the language your soul has been wanting to speak. It's a stone of gentle bravery, the kind that whispers, go slow, but go. So as we close this Witchy Wednesday, just remember that expression is a practice, it's magic, it's vibration, it's the bridge between your inner world and your outer world, and it doesn't need to be loud or perfect or polished, it just needs to be yours, it needs to be honest. So let today be a soft opening or a tiny blooming, I shall say, perhaps even a moment where your voice feels a little freer than it did yesterday. And if you love this episode, make sure to tune in on Friday. I believe it's going to be a fun one. And also Magic Monday morning for your Monday morning walk. Say hi to me on Substack or Instagram at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. With all that being said, thank you for listening and thank you for your magic.